when nights are cold and lonely.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. If it's Thursday morning, please call in at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290 or email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. That's Bruce like in Springsteen and Salen like in Springsteen, SALLAN.com. Our next segment is called Teen Rap with a very special guest, Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and is also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. He is passionate about working with adolescents and their parents while equipping them to not only navigate the teen years, but to thrive along the way. He is also currently seeking new ways to leverage social media to increase social justice and compassion, both locally and globally. Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, so appreciate you having me.
Well, I'm really glad. I know you must have lots of thoughts on this subject, particularly since in the bio you supplied me, you mentioned how you think there is so much good that could come from social media.
Well, good and bad, but trying to leverage more good than bad, I guess.
Well, can you enlighten us from your point of view, certainly from all the kids that you encounter on a daily basis at your church?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Part of this doctoral work that I'm doing really is kind of honed me in kind of on the research side of the digital media and the social media that teens are dealing with. There's a great foundation, actually, that's doing a five-year, $50 million initiative. It's called the MacArthur Foundation. They've been exploring, you know, how does the internet, how does social media actually affect and shape teens? And one of the findings that they've found out is that teens today don't consider a difference between the real world, that I call it, and the online world. They can have a conversation with each other while at school. They can then head home, text each other on the way home, get home and hop on Facebook, still talking to one another, and then pick up right where they left off at school, and they don't see a difference. But as you know, when you start texting and communicating over a digital medium, it really changes how you communicate. And I think that there's some dangers there that I think it's important for parents to be aware of.
What worries me is that kids will not learn two things, both in general, how to communicate really well, and more importantly, how to deal with conflict.
Yeah, exactly.
Conflict resolution is, I mean, I still struggle with it. My wife, who I love dearly, she and I are still figuring out how to fight. But if kids are not learning at all in these formative years, how are they going to know how to deal with conflict at work, in personal life? I mean, people break up with text messages.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Technology, in a way, it kind of extends part of the human body or an ability. So, for example, you know, right now we're using a telephone. It's extending our voice and our ears so that we can talk to one another without yelling. You know, you can talk to somebody across the United States. And so that's a good thing, but it also amputates a part of the body or ability as well. And by that I mean we don't have eyes right now to be able to see one another. We know that body language is such a huge part in communication, and so over phone, over text, unfortunately there isn't the body language able to be seen. And so here you've got emails getting sent, like you said, people breaking up, asking on dates through text. Really, it's such a shallow communication in a lot of ways.
Plus, and for teens, I think this is such a significant problem, the impulsive nature of kids and the ability to just hit send doesn't allow them to actually give some serious thought versus, say, waiting till after school and writing a letter or calling on the phone. You can just hit send, and that can get you in trouble, and in many ways it's a permanent record. I wonder if you've had any incidents at your school that you would care to share, good or bad, in this regard.
Yeah, well, I think from the bad standpoint, I have counseled so many young boys who, young men, I should say, after having asked a girl out over text and kind of the ramifications of the girl saying, no, if you're going to ask me out, do it in person. You know, they come up to my office and they're not quite in tears, but just kind of mortified that, you know, what did I do wrong? And, you know, we'll pull the text out, and it's such a you know, tech speak, LOL, OMG, you know, all the shortened things, in a way is hurried communication in such a way that there's so less depth. And especially when a text is limited to 140 characters, it's, I think, training students and teens to be able to communicate in such shortened ways that there's so much less emotion, so much less depth.
You mean a smiley face doesn't cut it for emotion?
Well, I think it's so overused. The technical word they use is emoticons. You've got, you know, the smiley face, sad face, a wink, angry face, all those different things. They're so overused that I think it's such a shallower communicator of emotion.
Not to mention a tone of voice lost completely in all written communication. But I'd like to elaborate just a little bit on a kind of a good story that could have turned out bad, which is I was telling the story of a friend of mine whose 18-year-old invited a date to the prom via text. Now, she happened to really like him, so she said yes. But later on, he was discussing it with his father, and his father just said, you know, that's just not cool. And he suggested, and the son followed through, that he actually take her out, bring some flowers, and ask her out again. And he took her to a restaurant, he brought flowers, and he actually asked her out to the date. And the way the son described it back to his father was the look of joy and actually admiration on her face was so great that in the most dramatic way possible, this young man realized that while he got lucky this time, she had said yes, he might not have gotten so lucky. And I think he will think twice before he texts something of that personal in nature. I mean, a prom's a big deal to a high school senior.
Yeah.
You don't ask him out on a text or an email.
Yeah. You know, a local high school actually just gave awards out for the best prom ask. And so you can imagine when so many peers are just asking over text that even just delivering flowers and saying, "Will you go to prom with me?" Is kind of head and shoulders above the rest. So it's good to see some of the schools encouraging some kind of more traditional ways asking.
Well, I still think it works best. It's just for boys, since we still have to take the initiative, texting and emailing can be an easy out. It's scary. It's just scary. And I think this allows them to avoid. And we don't help them grow if we allow them to avoid things. By the way, Pastor Drew, where can people get in touch with you? And tell us just a little bit about your church, since we are going to be going to a break shortly.
Sure. Well, I blog regularly at drewsams.com. And right now I'm the youth pastor at Calvary Community Church. And all my contact information there, email and even cell and office line are there at that website, which is calvarycc.org.
By the way, I must say, personally, I learned and met Pastor Drew when my wife dragged me to her church. And this is, again, a classic case. I found him and their head pastor, Sean Thornton, to be exceedingly charismatic. The only problem I have with Pastor Drew is he's much better looking than me, and I could, at least if we had texted, I wouldn't have known that. But the charisma that both he and Pastor Sean Thornton display on stage when you attend a service is, again, the example. You don't feel passion in a text. You don't feel spirituality in a text or an email. Anyway, it is time for another break. So I thank you, Pastor Drew, and I look forward to having you back on again. I hope you will.
Thanks, Bruce, and thanks for the work you're doing.
You're much, much welcome, and thank you again.
All right, take care.
So be sure to call in if it's Thursday morning at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.